Hello, my name is Cherish Richards, and I play the dragon in Shrek the Musical of the DreamWorks production UK and Ireland tour.
Brilliant. Really good to talk to you. And I think we've all got memories of Shrek sort of growing up. And just wondering, when you thinking back, when you were sat down, you were to watch that first Shrek movie, did you ever think that you'll actually be in the musical version of
Absolutely not. I did not have a
it?
clue when I was little watching the movie that there was going to be a musical or that I would ever be in it. So
There
it's
you
a
go.
wonderful surprise. I mean, it's a great show.
Brilliant. What are your memories of the movie when you sort of first watched it? What do you remember from that time?
I think, funnily enough, my favorite character was always Donkey, and the dynamic that they had between Donkey and the dragon, because I thought it was really fun, of course, in the next movie when they have babies and all that. So I think it's funny that I now get to play that out on stage, having it been my favorite part of the movie as a small child.
There you go. And I've just done a bit of research, and apparently the movie came out originally in 2001. That now makes me feel very old.
I was one, so
Okay. That
I
makes me
was
feel
not
even
watching it at
older.
that age. I watched it when I was a
Brilliant.
little bit older than that.
Brilliant. So Shrek's really been there throughout your life. And
It has.
I mean, how did you kind of get into the whole kind of acting thing? Where did that come from?
Well, since I was a little girl, I always knew that I wanted to be a singer. My first email address was cherrysingstar@live.co.uk. Probably still active. I knew what I wanted from the beginning of time, and I always liked acting and I liked dancing as well. But I never did them all together. It was only when I was about 16 when I was like, I think I want to do musical theatre. I then journeyed off in a slightly different direction, doing like biology and chemistry because I want to be a dietitian. And then after I was studying, I was like, actually, I want to do musical theatre.
Love
So I finished
that.
my sixth forming and all of that. And then I was like, let's go do some musical theatre in London.
There you go. I love that you have that clear direction from a young age of what you wanted to do, and here you are following your dreams. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank
Amazing.
you.
And how did you go from, being that child that was singing and dancing, and how did you then sort of take it into where you are now? How did that kind of progress as a career?
I feel like I, because I had that clear-cut idea of what I wanted to do, it was mainly trying to see what steps I can take to make that happen. So it was joining my church choir when I was quite young. When I was 12, I moved to Barbados and I ended up going into like my school demanding, please, can I sing? Can I sing in the singing room? Can I do the competitions? Can I get the exposure somehow? So that ended up being my life throughout the 7 years that I spent in Barbados. I was semi-professional singing while I was at school and I was doing professional gigs, and it was just great building up my repertoire, building up my experience and, exposure. And then I ended up writing songs, recording some songs and things like that, and getting radio play, building blocks, always building blocks, until I realized that I wanted to do acting and singing together. And then I thought, do a acting course and then Conti.
Yeah, we've got to talk about Tele Conti. I mean, this is your Woking connection. So,
This is my Woking
you're
connection.
coming to Woking in Shrek the Musical from the 30th of October, but you're no stranger to Woking. So tell me about Tele Conti and your time there.
Oh yes. So when I first went to Italia Conti, we were in Barbican in London. And then in my third year, we joined forces basically with all of the campuses around England and have brought together the Woking campus. And it was very special because it was my third year. It was the last year, to get everything done, get the degree, do all the showcases and the shows. So Woking, it's been a very special place for me in my career and that building block. And we did our performances at the Rhoda McGaw Theatre, which is right next to the new Victoria, which is like a full circle moment for me, and I'm very excited to go back there.
So, yeah, this is your first time back since you graduated from Tele Conti.
It will be. Yeah, it will be my first time going back since I graduated.
Love it. I mean, Italo Conti having that in Woking, and also the Ronan McGaw. I mean, all the sort of, they call them amateur dramatic groups, but you know, it's anything but amateur though. There's all sorts of things that happen there, and that's a real space for the community and for people to kind of learn their craft as well. That's so important, isn't it?
It is. It's really important. And the thing about it is, it's a great stage in the Rhoda. Yeah. We did, while I was there, I did Sweeney Todd. I played young Lucy and was in the ensemble there. And then in the next term, we did Big Fish, which I was the witch in that. And that was awesome because I'm also the Wicked Witch in Shrek. And right before we moved completely to Woking, I played Rachel Moran in a segment of The Bodyguard that we did for our summer show. So quite a lot of experience in the Rhoda McGaw, and that was, you know, first quite large stage to an audience that I've been doing in musical theatre. So, yeah, it was very exciting.
Yeah, and now here you are making your debut in a principal role on a national tour of Shrek the Musical, going around the country. How does that, be doing it, you know, what you're doing now, how does that differ from kind of being on stage at the Rhoda?
Oh, in so many ways. I mean, because you're going around to places, for me, that I really have never been to. Mm-hmm. So there's not the familiarity of thinking I might know someone in the audience. It's like you go there and you perform to your best ability because you don't know if this person has ever seen Shrek at all, let alone just the musical. They might never have seen a musical. It might be their first time seeing anything. So, you know, you want to put your best foot forward every single time. And in different places, the audience reacts to different things.
Interesting.
So that's very funny to see, like, this joke might be really, really funny here, but another audience might find other things that somewhere else thought wasn't funny. And it's really nice to see, like, just the differences in audience and the differences between the spaces in the physical theatres.
Yeah.
Because obviously some are quite small and we have to take out different parts of set, and then others we've got everything, and then the auditorium is large and you're playing, it feels like, to the gods. you're next all up in the sky and you're like, oh god. But then some theatres it's very intimate, so you have a slightly different experience with every audience, which is nice.
So does that, so you come in and you have a time when you, I don't know, sort of get familiar with the stage and each venue before your opening night, so you can adjust what you need to adjust and make those sort of tweaks?
Yes, yeah. So we come in usually on a Tuesday afternoon, and then we'll go through sound check, do different numbers for the spacing of the stage. If anything needs changing, we'll do that within that time. And then get ready for the show. Get your makeup ready. Get your pin curls in. And then, show at 7 or 7:30, depending on what venue you're at.
What are you finding being on the road? I mean, I'm sort of thinking that it'll be great if you get to explore the country, but at the same time, you're away from home, you're away from your family. I mean, how are you finding the experience?
To be honest, at the beginning of the experience, it was quite difficult because it was moving away from everything that I knew. I was living with my friends from Conti in Guildford, and then it was like moving out of there to be on tour, mm-hmm. because it wasn't like I moved out and had my own apartment or anything. I moved out and I'm living on the tour, which can be quite difficult. Mm. So I try to go and like see my dad and like my family and friends when I can, when we have moments. But I feel like it's an experience that I wouldn't have been able to be taught about. You have to kind of fully let yourself be immersed in the experience to know what it is. And there's also the factor of finding your digs and making sure that you've done that in advance so that you're not stuck in a position where you've got nowhere to live because the show must go on. So, but it's exciting. And now I understand the route and like how you make yourself comfortable within a situation where you're moving every single week. And now I'm really used to it now. So it's more fun. You realise that you have time to go and explore outside, see the sights, see different venues, ask people around what's good in the area, because if you're new to everywhere you go, you're not going to know what's good. So Google, little ask the locals.
So what have you found, anything that sticks out in your mind on your tour? Any sort of hidden gems, things that you've discovered?
To be honest, I love Manchester. In general, I thought there was great food. There was a lovely like nightlife as well. In Dublin at the Bord Gáis, the building is absolutely stunning. From the outside, I was walking towards it and I was like, that building is beautiful. Where's the theatre? Oh, that's the theatre. Like,
You're like, wow.
lovely glass building. I know, it was with a river on the side. It was beautiful.
Nice.
I've enjoyed Plymouth, was nice with the Plymouth Po, like lots of sea, things like that. But everywhere's got their unique things.
Yeah. We've got the statues in Woking Town Centre, as you're probably aware. So
oh,
I think
yes.
a lot of people
I know
come to
that
the
all too well.
a lot of people come to the theatre, never been to Woking before. You see them sort of just after the show coming out of the back of the theatre and having their picture taken of the statue in Jubilee Square just outside the church there. The one that I've walked into so many times and apologising, it's ill. That one.
All of the statues in Woking, I'm like, I'm so sorry. Oh, you're not real. You're not a person.
I think we've lost the 12-foot woman in the shopping centre. I think that's moved on somewhere. So, yeah.
The lady outside of Boots, is she still there?
I think she
she's
is,
sort
yeah.
She's walking, hopefully.
Yeah.
Because she's got a hand you can hold.
Yeah. And we've got a chap sort of sleeping on a plinth in the outside the new Marks and Spencers. So, you know, there's going to be stuff you can discover about Woking since you last been. It's exciting. Love it.
I love it. Can't wait to see the statues, honestly.
Brilliant. There you go. Yes, absolutely. So Shrek, the musical on tour now, coming to Woking on the 30th of October. So you're playing the dragon. I mean, tell me a bit about bit of your character.
Oh, yes. Well, the dragon, she is a wonderful character with a really, really lovely outfit, all decked out in sparkling pink. Phil Whitcomb really gave me a good number with this because it's got its adornments and a lovely 3D printed helmet. The aesthetic is lovely. And she's got a lovely solo song called Forever, where she's basically talking about the fact that she's a dragon. She wants to be seen as something other than the fire-breathing princess haunting individual. So she's just like, I'm not just someone who keeps a princess locked away in a tower. I want to be loved. I want to be cherished. And once she's seen Donkey, and he's saying all of these things about the type of girl that he likes, she's like, he's talking about me. And she's like, you're gonna stay with me forever because nobody else wants me, and you sound like you want me, so you're sticking around.
Love that.
Which is really funny. It's a great dynamic between Brandon and I on the stage.
So, I mean, yeah, we know Shrek is full of, you know, great songs that get stuck in your head. Really, I mean, that's a lot of fun. A lot of silliness and fun. How do you stop yourselves on stage, you know, getting the giggles and becoming uncontrollably doubled over in fits of laughter? I mean, how do you stop that happening?
It's funny because sometimes you can't stop yourself. But, you know, most of the time it's like you have to bring it into your character and somehow make it that, for me, if I'm playing as the Wicked Witch, normally those are the moments where I feel like I'll get the giggles. Because all of the other fairy tale creatures are with me, Donkey and Fiona and Shrek are on stage, and there's something happening that's going to be funny. And I just have to say, what would the witch think? She's not, she's wicked, you know? Like she doesn't like things. So it makes me stop laughing. I don't know. But sometimes, you know, you look at someone and you've looked at them at the wrong time and you're like, I miscalculated this.
Yeah.
You can't be laughing. I'm gonna corpse on stage. That's what we call it, corpse.
Yeah.
You're laughing on stage. But it's all fun and you channel it in to another emotion.
Yes, and I gather, yeah, I guess that's what becomes part of a show, you know.
If you're
laughing, everyone else is laughing, and laughter's good for you, right?
Yeah, it's good for you, it's good for the audience.
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant. So is there a sort of an overall message then, do you think, sort of from the musical, from the show?
The overall message is definitely loving who you are for who you are and accepting the people around you for who they are. Because Shrek didn't think that he could find love or a best friend because of the person that he is. And of course, he is a mystical creature and an ogre, but we can all take that into our own lives and understand that it is relatable for a lot of people. I mean, sometimes you don't know how much it really does affect people because there are people in the audience in tears by the time we see the movement of Fiona accepting herself and what beauty really means is not on the outside, but on the inside and what type of person she is. And it really affects people, which is lovely to see that scene unfold where you're like, you can be accepted for however you look and whoever you are, what your inside is nurtured. So,
and, you know, what shows it's such a brilliant show. And when you go to the theatre and you come out and you're kind of, you know, still processing what's happened on in the production, like long after you've left the auditorium, you know, that really stays with you. And that's a sign of a great show.
Yeah, which is great because you get a laugh and you get a life lesson. And you might not expect that from Shrek, but it has a lot of meat and body for families, for teenagers, for anyone of any age. I feel like there's something for everyone.
Yes, absolutely. And I know that Woken is so excited to have this production come into our stage. So you're in Woken from the 30th of October. Tickets on sale now at atgtickets.com/Woken. It's been really lovely to talk to you, actually, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'll be there for the press night, so I'll look out for you on stage in your full costume.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been amazing talking to you. I can't wait to go to Woking. I'm really excited to be back.
Brilliant. We look forward to seeing you.
Have a great day.